Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
There is a fine line between being creative and crazy, right? So which one is Cuba Gooding Jr. these days? Page Six reporting that he went to a party at a New York hotel Monday night, introducing himself as his new alter ego, Dick McWillie, who has relations with leprechauns, who have relations with alligators and get the alligators pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
Carly Rae Jepsen and Train were supposed to perform at the Boy Scouts National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia this July. Last week, Train announced they won't be doing that show now because the Scouts don't allow gays as members or leaders, and now Carly Rae has bailed on the show too. Now Train says they'll be happy to sign back on if the Scouts change their policy. Pretty sure Carly Rae feels the same way.
Number three.
It's always fun to find out about celebrities' contract riders, and Elton John had a weird request for the Brazilian leg of his international tour. According to the local newspaper there, Elton requested a separate hotel room just for his eyeglasses collection. Not just for one pair, because that would be ridiculous.
Number two.
16 months after separating from Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore is finally ready to file her own set of divorce papers. Ashton filed his papers back in December, but this is the first time Demi's legally responded. A source told Page Six she has tried unsuccessfully to reach a confidential settlement with Ashton, and it looks like this could go to trial.
Number one.
Taylor Swift really can't take a joke. Let's be honest. The joke Amy Poehler and Tina Fey made at the Golden Globes, fairly harmless. They just told her to stay away from Michael J. Fox's son and have some me time. So what's the big deal? Well, Taylor was mortified. In the April issue of Vanity Fair, when she was asked about the joke, Taylor responded, "You know, Katie Couric is one of my favorite people." And she said to me she heard a quote that she loved that said, "There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women." And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.